Module 01, Foundations of Sacred Sleep. Welcome to Module 01. My name is Dr. Thomas Solis, and it is my privilege to be your guide on this sacred journey. This course is the culmination of over 30 years of work, helping thousands of people permanently reclaim the kind of deep, dependable rest that transforms their lives. Over those decades, I have studied and drawn from the work of more than a dozen of the world's foremost experts in sleep science, psychology, and spiritual health. Their research and wisdom have been distilled here into a gentle, powerful path that is proven to restore rest. What I share in this course is the distilled essence of that work, made easy to understand and even easier to apply. Before we begin, I want to acknowledge the courage it took for you to be here. The journey to reclaim your rest can feel lonely, and you may have tried many things before. Please know, this journey will be different. This is not about trying harder. It's about returning to a wisdom that is already within you. Throughout this course, you will gently rediscover and learn how to reliably fall asleep faster, sleep deeper, and wake energized. This course is unlike anything you've ever heard. It won't flood you with data or overwhelm you with tasks. Instead, it gently invites you to trust again, your body, your rhythms, and your nature. And it's been written exclusively for Better Life Tribe. You won't find this anywhere else. Let's begin. A story of fragile rest and quiet exhaustion. Sarah walked into my office last June, not broken, just quietly worn down. A 39-year-old business coach and single mom of two young boys, she was holding her life together by habit and grit. But too often rejuvenating sleep would slip through her fingers. "I don't remember the last time I felt truly rested," she said. "And the strange thing is, I'm doing everything right. No phone in bed, chamomile tea, I even journal. But my sleep still feels fragile." She explained how some nights were okay, but others were full of tossing, turning, fragmented dozing. She was healthy, high-functioning, and spiritually grounded, yet her body no longer knew how to rest deeply. She wasn't careless or damaged, she was out of rhythm. A mother, a worker, a soul stretched thin by modern life. And isn't that the same for most of us? Perhaps Sarah's story feels familiar. That quiet sense of doing everything right, yet still feeling fragile. If her story feels like yours, hear me. You are not alone, and you are not broken. What you are experiencing is a lost connection and an invitation to return. Instructional teaching. Sleep tells the truth about your body, your stress, your rhythm, and your soul. You can fake a smile. You can fake being productive, but you cannot fake being well-rested. In Western countries, about 1 in 3 adults struggle with insomnia symptoms, and around 1 in 10 live with chronic insomnia. Sleep medication use is at record highs, but these drugs do not address the root causes of poor sleep. Disrupted sleep is closely linked with burnout, anxiety, low mood, increased inflammation, and a higher risk of depression. Medication may mask the symptoms for a time, but it cannot restore the natural rhythm your body was designed to follow. But here's the hope. Sleep is not something you force. It is something you remember. You were made to rest. It is part of your divine design. Before alarm clocks, artificial light, and glowing screens, we slept with the rhythm of the sun and the moon. Modern life severed that sacred connection. This ancient rhythm was a divine gift, a daily invitation for our bodies and our souls to synchronize with the patterns of creation. When we honor this rhythm, our hormones find balance again, our minds return to clarity, and our nervous system rediscovers the blessing of safety. This course is built upon world-class science, trauma-informed psychology, and timeless biblical truth, including the most effective clinically proven system for sleep restoration, cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia, or CBTI. Now don't worry, I won't be using clinical jargon in the course. This will be a course that is simple to understand and gentle to apply. CBTI has been studied for decades. It really works. It actually outperforms sleeping pills. It is the gold standard for restoring deep, healing sleep. And we have woven its wisdom into every module of this course, faithfully, gently, and practically. Science confirms what Scripture has always said. Dr. Matthew Walker is a leading sleep scientist from the University of California, Berkeley. He has shown that sleep is not a luxury. It is the foundation of memory, learning, and healing. We do this by letting go of habits that block rest, calming your mind, creating a bedroom that feels safe, following your body's natural rhythm, and building simple nightly rituals that prepare you for deep rest. Introducing your sleep journal. For this journey, you are invited to use a real, handwritten sleep journal. It does not need to be complicated, just a blank A5 notebook that you enjoy using. Buy something beautiful, simple, and elegant. Spend a few extra dollars. This will be your companion. Your sleep journal is not here to judge you or track you. It is your sanctuary, your safe place to reconnect with your rhythm, your thoughts, and your spirit. It is not another thing to do. It is a place to return to. When you purchase your sleep journal, write this title on the front: My Sleep Journal. And this is how Sarah found her peace. Not through pills or patches, but by embracing pattern, purpose, and presence. You too will learn to restore your sacred rhythm, step by step, with faith and trust. You do not need to remember all of this right now. Just know that every step we take is backed by science, strengthened by psychology, and soaked in Scripture. A spiritual foundation. Jesus understood the power of rest. He slept on boats during storms. He withdrew to quiet places. He reminded us, again and again, that rest flows from trust. Here is a passage from the Bible to contemplate deeply. Do not just read the words, but let them settle in your heart. They are not theory or poetry. They are a direct invitation from the mouth of Christ Himself. He is not speaking to a crowd in the distance, but to you personally, here and now. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28. Your action step. Your first step on this path is not a task, but a declaration. A covenant between you and rest. A small physical act that signals your readiness to begin, creating a sacred space for your journey. Make sure you prioritize getting your sleep journal. And on the cover, write the title, My Sleep Journal. Then tonight, before you go to bed, open to the first page and write today's date. On the next line, complete this sentence: This is the beginning of my sacred return to rest. That is the beginning of your covenant with rest, your sacred beginning. This small act marks the start of your journey. And here is one more verse to guide your sleep journal entries. Write the vision and make it plain. The Book of Habakkuk 2:2. This is Dr. Thomas Solis. I'll see you in BLT Sleep Mastery, Module 02.